Yeah, that's a bad jam. It's all right, man. Anyway, that's Ghost, and here we are on our pre-show. What? Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. It's the same old goddamn motherfucking day. Same day, different shit.
Well, I don't know why you say that. You know, we've got so much to be thankful for. You've got a half-assed show. You decided to go it alone in the digital world. You said, fuck the radio world, and now you run the whole goddamn thing. How's it feel?
Pretty shitty.
Great. Making money?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, no. Yes, no. We are.
Can you feel the thunder? I got some thunder for you to feel.
That's the name of my cat.
Okay, Phil. That's the name of my cat. You know, what are you, lining up at Pinocchio's, man, to see if the hem's long, or I don't know.
The hem's long? Anyway, yeah, it's going to be wild, Daddy-O. Can't you feel that it's numb way down inside your slacks? Who are these freaks? Basketball? I just saw a college basketball game. UCLA and Long Beach State. Is that it? Or is that, what is this pain in the ass, man? This fucking Long College beach volleyball. UCLA, Florida State. I just saw volleyball. Yeah, this is Long Beach State, UCLA. This is the Men's National Collegiate Volleyball Championship. Who scored? Long Beach State did. And here we have the college beach volleyball, which is slightly different. Can never have too much fucking volleyball, can we? Where's this at? Love Beach, Fornman, California. That's NC2A beach volleyball. I can feel the thunder between your thighs. All right. Oh, it's the women.
All right.
Anyway, and UCLA's involved in this one against Florida State. Holly Rowe reporting. Wasn't Holly Rowe in the Olympic team? I think she was. Hometown, Dubuque, Iowa. All right, here is Viva Zapata and Elaine May, along with Mike McBain and Bob Kuhlman from the Florida State. And there's a shit hit. There's a little tip tap. I don't know. Don't you know? I don't know how to do this. No, I can't do play-by-play on volleyball. What do I look like? But they called me in at the last minute. Who are you? I'm Phil Rizzuto. All right. In your heart. Yeah, it's a whole thing, man. It's a whole damn thing, man. See, I don't see how the compression's working at all. I just don't. God damn it. Do I put the fucking dig out? Is that what I need? Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, y'all. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God damn, man. Hey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I tell you what we have here on the Yes Channel. Let me see if I can find out what the info is. We can get ourselves something better than volleyball, man. Info. No, I don't want exit. I want info. 6:31. You got it, man. 6:31, huh? There you go. Red Sox and Yankees. This is interesting. Earlier they were showing great events in the history of the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry. They showed a hell of a fight. And then they showed Phil Niekro getting caught with a piece of sandpaper or a nail file in his back pocket as, he was working the baseball with that thing. Niekro was Joe. It wasn't Phil, it was Joe Niekro. Did I say Phil? It was Joe Niekro, his brother. You know, he was known to be kind of shady up there, a little sketchy on the mound. And they also showed a massive fucking home run by Bucky Dent in one of the series and, you know, on and on and on. This is the Yankee Channel, so they're going to make it look like they're king shit. Right? Right. Whoa. Can't you feel the thunder inside your pants? Trump withdraws from the Iran nuclear deal. Like, you know, I got a theory about Trump. He just does this shit to feel like he's got, you know, that he controls things, you know. Make any sense? No. Has he ever been really pinned down? Has he ever sat down and actually debated this shit with anybody? No. By the way, those fucking debates in the election, the campaign, those weren't debates. That was just a, you know, frat brothers getting together and hooting and howling down anybody that said anything the least bit, you know, funny or weird. Eric Schneiderman's reputation from wouldn't get a body joke to brute overnight. How about that, man? This guy Schneiderman got caught in the fast shuffle of the corporate boogie-woogie. Firm tied to Russian oligarch made payments to Michael Cohen. Pompeo arrives in North Korea as anticipation builds over Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un. Primary elections. Brown wins the Republican nomination for a U.S. Senate seat in Indiana. Google Lens actually shows how businessman Mike Braun wins GOP's Senate primary. So the guy that... get out of here, man. God damn it. Would like to send you push notifications. No. Fuck you. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm running for... I'm Don Blankenship. Yes. Well, this is the state of the... this is the state of the union, Phil. I got Trump breathing down my neck. I need every help. I need all the help I can get.
You got Trump breathing down your neck, huh?
Yeah, but, you know.
All right, well, I think...
Look, Phil, this is a serious situation. I'd like you to get... Yeah, well, I've got Trump breathing all over me.
No, I know. It must be a drag.
Oh, it's more than a drag. Yeah, this is a... Well, I'll tell you this much, Mr. Henry, that Trump doesn't want me in there because I'm a non-traditional. I don't believe in anything.
Mr. Blankenship, is this a celebrity voice being impersonated?
It's a voice being impersonated. Celebrity? Okay.
Can't you hear the thunder in my heart? I have to tell you, and I shouldn't say this, but they want to get somebody to debate Seb Gorka. Don't have Anderson Cooper do it, or Cooper Anderson, whatever the fuck his name is. You know, Seb needs to just, you know, fuck you, Seb. What do you say to that? That's what needs to happen. You know, this outsider thing, man. Can't you hear the thunder? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's going to drive me fucking crazy, man. God damn it. What if I just drop this to there, okay? Now here we are, Phil Henry here. And how's it all going? And this motherfucking this, how's it going, General?
Well, Phil, it's going pretty good, you know.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Going real good.
Phil, I don't know what it is that's bothering you.
What's bothering me is this motherfucking compression.
The motherfuck, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I mean, it's really fucking driving me apeshit, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
And so I gather what you want to do now is what?
This is setting number 2.
Setting number 2. Okay, I've got you covered.
And setting number 2.
Setting number 2. What does that mean?
Setting number 2 means.
I'm just curious, Phil, about the. What you mean by settings?
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, great. That is not going to work, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, test, test. Test, 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 test. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait a minute, man. Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hi, Phil Henry here.
Yes, and this is Harvey Wireman reporting. And Henry is a real douchebag. Phil Henry, douchebag.
Thank you. Now let's try this.
Look, I don't know what you've got in mind, Henry, but This whole thing is starting to give me the creeps. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What do you mean?
What do I mean?
All right, I don't know, man. You know, hold on, stand by. All right. Somebody brought me a smoothie from Jamba Juice, I think. Yeah. Oh, Christ, is it good? Oh, man. Just what I needed, too. This smoothie has got vegetables in it. Seriously. It's got some peanut butter taste. It's got protein powder. It's got some fruit. And it tastes out of this world, man. What do we got here, man? 2-1 Yankees. Testing 1-2-3-4. What's time we got on this piece of shit? Okay. Maybe Tom Catton comes in and makes a blends up a shake, you know. Well, that's right. Well, that's correct, Phil. That is absolutely correct, Phil.
Okay. And what are you making now?
I put a little bit of peanut butter. Let's give that another quick little blend here. Cause it's a bittersweet bunch of shit that you see. Don't think I can change, I can change it. I can use me another one of these, man. Ground ball to short. Oh, blew it. Seattle and who? Angels? That guy bears a strong resemblance to Doc Gooden. Very strong resemblance. Some dude today gave up 4 home runs, didn't get one guy out, didn't even last a full inning, and I don't know what the score was. He pitched for Baltimore. It was the first time in baseball, Major League Baseball history. Guy giving up 4 home runs, not one out. Let's see, man. I'm really kind of at a loss here tonight. I'm at a loss. John Kelly's with us. John, how are you?
I'm fine. Well, Mr. Trump.
Orrin Hatch, how are you, sir?
Hi. Well, I've had a good time in the United States Senate, and I think that the time has come for us to come together and for John McCain to say he doesn't want to invite the president to his funeral. I think that's ridiculous. I realize that John McCain is facing the, I suppose, most significant moment in our lives other than our birth, and that is our death. And I'm treating it as if it's a birthday party. And that shows you how utterly stupid I am. Isn't that right, Phil? Okay, that's enough. So, hi, this is Orrin Hatch.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have you checked out Shaq lately? Say, have you checked out Shaq lately? Have you checked out Shaq lately? Hey, have you checked out Shaq lately? What is this fucking deal here, man? Hey, have you checked out Shaq? Have you checked out Shaq lately? I don't think you have. I think you should. Have you checked out Shaq lately? Well, let me tell you what. Shaq O'Neal, of course. Bah. Hey, have you checked out Shaq lately? Have you checked out the big podcast with Shaq? Of course, Shaq and the team talk basketball and sports, but it's not all about sports. Shaq talks movies, TV, music, what's happening in his life, and maybe even a little bit of gossip. Some of his past guests include Chris Webber.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, take it easy, will you?
He makes one mistake.
Well, Chris Webber, Rob Gronkowski, and Rob Riggle. Make sure you check out the big podcast with Shaq. And if you don't, fuck you.